Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. With today's reading, we will start in verse 1 and end on verse 12. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others." The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. How can you think of saying to your friend, "Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye," when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite! First get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. They will trample the pearls, then turn and attack you. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the Law and the Prophets. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 through 12 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Don't misunderstand these verses, and most do. Jesus told us not to judge. He is not telling us to abandon discretion. Wise people have good judgment. First, Jesus is warning us about our standards. With the measure we measure others, we will be measured. We also measure ourselves, sometimes too critically and sometimes too easily. We continue to live with ourselves, and we can give this same mercy and love to others. Second, Jesus is teaching us to allow him to work on our hearts and remove the planks from our eyes, so that we can help others remove the specks from their eyes. The way most people, wrongly, read these verses, the planks and specks stay in everyone's eyes because we are all supposed to stay silent. Jesus is the ultimate judge, and he taught about judgment and discretion. Jesus taught his disciples to be wise about in whom they invested their time, which is referenced in today's reading in verse 6, and later taught them to beware of false leaders, which will come up later on in the same book. But in chapter 23 on verses 1 through 3, and false prophets, which was written in a later chapter of 24 verses 4 through 5, which we will go over in a later devotional reading. Our Lord wants us to be wise and have discernment. What he taught us not to do was condemn others. He wants us to judge others the way he has judged us. How has he judged us? We are sinners. He doesn't lie about that. And he himself came to pay the penalty so we would not be condemned. In condemning others or ourselves, we are working against the sacrifice and love of Christ. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How can you use wise discernment without condemning others? In what ways do you struggle to evaluate yourself and others through God's eye? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.